You are listening to 89.1 CHUO FM. My name is Gabby, and this is your Friday news. The Ottawa NDP organized an emergency phone zap to push for a more comprehensive paid sick leave program in Ontario. Participants in the action joined a video call at 6 p.m. on May 4th, where they were debriefed on the current Ontario paid sick day program. The group then made mass phone calls to Ottawa West Nepean NDP candidate Chandra Pasma. According to the event description on Facebook, the action was organized to gather broad support for paid sick days. The current paid sick leave program provided by the Ford government offers 3 paid sick days. Ontario residents can also receive up to $500 per week under the Canadian Recovery Sickness Benefit if they miss more than half of their work week. A press release published on April 28th by the Ontario government said, "By providing time-limited access to 3 paid leave days, the province is ensuring employees can pay their bills as they help stop the spread of the virus, including by getting tested, waiting for their results in isolation, or going to get their vaccine." Despite these claims, many are criticizing this program for being insufficient. Chandra Pasma, the Ottawa West Nepean NDP candidate, explained why she thinks this program needs to be improved.
So we're at a moment where we have this massive third wave and our ICUs are being overwhelmed and our healthcare workers are, you know, begging for measures to stop. They're being overwhelmed as well. And we know that the only way that's going to happen is if we get paid sick days for all workers, so that when people are sick with COVID-19, they don't go into work and spread it around. And when minimum wage, low-waged workers don't have paid sick days, and the burden falls on them to eat the cost of staying home, many of them can't do that, no matter how badly they might feel about it. It's a question of pay the rent or go into work. And so people are going into work and COVID-19 is spreading around workplaces. And health experts are saying we need a minimum of 10 days, preferably 14, but the Ford government is only offering 3.
According to a survey commissioned by Unifor, Canada's largest private sector union, the support for 10 paid sick days outweighs the opposition. The survey showed that 64% of Ontario residents who responded to the survey supported implementing 10 paid sick days, while only 18% opposed. Pasma said she also noticed the large support for increasing the number of paid sick days.
The response is overwhelmingly supportive. People really understand the necessity of paid sick days right now. They're really frustrated that here we are almost 14 full months into the pandemic and we still don't have 10 paid sick days. I think it's an ideological opposition to the idea of paid sick days. The government's own science advisory table has been calling for this for a very long time. They could just step back and say we're going to respect the science. Regardless of what we think of paid sick days, we know that that's what's required to stop the pandemic. So this is a deliberate policy choice to ignore the scientific advice and to, you know, until a couple weeks ago, to have completely refused paid sick days and then to say, well, we're only going to provide 3 to workers.
Pasma said that in an ideal world, the improvements to the paid sick leave program will not end at adding 10 paid sick days.
Well, we would want to see universal, so all workers would have the paid sick days, and that it would be provided by the employer so that it's seamless. You don't have to provide any other paperwork or fill out forms. The situation that we have now is that there's the 3 sick days that are provided by the provincial government, and then there's also a separate sick leave program, which is kind of distinct, provided by the federal government, and you have to apply for that after the fact through the CRA, which, you know, right there, the fact that it's a separate agency creates a barrier, and then the fact that you have to forego the income, and then maybe a month later, you get reimbursed. It should be seamless. People are being reimbursed by their employer when they need it. And, a minimum of 10 days, really in a pandemic or a public health emergency, it should be more. When people are exposed to COVID-19, we're asking them to isolate for 14 days. So even the 10-day sick leave wouldn't cover that full isolation period. We know that people are having multiple potential exposures. And the other thing, as somebody who had COVID-19 myself last year, I also know that you don't necessarily know when you wake up and you don't feel well that it's COVID-19, and we really need people to wake up with a stuffy nose or a headache to not say, well, I don't think this is COVID-19, so I'm just going to go into work until I know. We need those people to stay home, get tested, and only when they know for sure it's not COVID-19 can they go into work again. But you can't do that if you have only 3 sick days that you need to manage over the course of an entire year.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.